You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and this band is so big, I mean, you can't get them into one van with 8 members in total. Combine that with the sounds of the banjo, cello, trumpet, piano, and something called a djembe, and you've got a unique sounding group of talented individuals who'll be making the trip down under for Soundwave 2012. They are River City Extension, and joining me on the line is Joe. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, first question, what the hell's a djembe? And am I saying it right?
Yeah, you're saying it right. It's a djembe. It's a silent D. It's a hand drum that's shaped like an hourglass. It's about 3 feet tall. And at the risk of sounding ignorant, I believe it is from Africa.
So, Joe, where does the name River City Extension come from, and why'd you guys pick it for your band?
I'm from a town called Toms River in New Jersey on the east coast of the United States, and there used to be a band from New York City called Pela. They're now called We Are Augustines. But they had this song called The Trouble with River Cities. Being from a river city, I listened to it. A lot of the content of the song related to me at that time in my life. I felt like it was a good name because it had a good definition behind it by that song that I really looked up to and found a lot of meaning from. And also being from a river city, I thought of the whole thing as being an extension of my own life.
For people who are unfamiliar with River City Extension, how would you define yourselves in your music?
It's interesting because people ask that question, and the reality is that it kind of comes down to from record to record, or even from record to live show. You know, our records tend to be a little softer, and our live shows tend to be a little louder and a little more raucousy. But I'd say, for the most part, we try to play inspired Americana music, which is, you know, or inspired chamber pop music. And by inspired, I mean that we're taking these genres like chamber pop, which is what you hear in kind of 60s pop music and stuff like that, or Americana music, which is traditional, you know, folk blues and rock and roll, a blend of those. And we try to inspire them. We try to be inspired by the music around us and what's going on in music in the world right now, and bring something new and interesting to the page that's also going to communicate the feeling that we're trying to communicate with the listener a little bit better, because that's the end goal anyway.
Talking about new and interesting sounds, I mentioned some of the instruments you use in the band, and you also use the conventional band instruments. How did you come up with such a bizarre combination of things, and how do you make it work?
Well, you know, they say that something like this is, it could only be strange if it were natural. You know, they say stuff like truth is stranger than fiction. But it wasn't something that I dreamed up in my head beforehand. I had songs written, and I had intentions to start a band, but I wasn't sure what it was going to be. I knew that I was listening to stuff that kind of bored me at the time. The music that I was listening to, I was full. If that makes sense. You know, I was mentally and emotionally full. I knew it inside and out, and I wanted to take what I was listening to at the time and try to bring something new to it. And when you're going to attack something with that type of mentality, well, you know, nothing is wrong until it's proven wrong. So there were these people that I would meet, these musicians that played these different instruments and did these different things, and I would say, yeah, you know, sure, come on in and play. And when we got to 8 members, it seemed like, you know, everyone here either does everything that I need them to do or that we could ever possibly want them to do, or is talented enough and capable of learning that. So we kind of closed doors at that point and said, well, that's, you know, that's that.
So that there's no chance of maybe a piccolo player or a bagpipe player or the maracas joining the band?
No, not right now. There's a chance that one of the members in the band might pick it up either in the studio or live. We've kind of we've been working as a band to each learn new instruments so that we can free up our options. But, you know, the real goal of this band is that we're trying to communicate a feeling to a listener. So whatever it takes to do that, we're going to do it. So that means that if we need 3 guitars to do that on a certain song, then we're going to make sure that everyone in the band knows guitar, or everyone in the band knows the instruments that are being replaced, so that we can later arrange it for a live show setting and communicate what we need to communicate.
Your first album as a band was River City Extension and The Unmistakable Man. It was released in 2010. Is this album exactly what you set out to make, or do you look back at it and think you could have done things a lot differently?
There's a ton of things I could have done differently, I think, on that album. But from what I hear, I don't know this to be truth, but from what I hear from other artists, that's kind of common. That's just sort of a struggle that we have as artists, you know, and working with a band, working with a producer, and working with a studio all of these things that we don't fully understand, or at least we don't understand as well as we would like to think that we understand our own creation, there's going to be some hiccups. You know, I say to the engineer in the studio, I want this guitar to sound red. And when I say red to you, the red that you see in your head is not the same red that I see in my head. So there's a little bit lost in translation.
In terms of albums, are you guys currently working on any new material for a new album?
We just finished recording a new album.
Oh, nice. Yes. What can you tell us about it?
The album is titled Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Your Anger. It's 14 tracks long. It's about the same length as The Unmistakable Man. It's different. It's really different. We had a lot of mix-ups during the recording process. We had a lot of disagreements within the band, with the producers, the engineers. Everyone kind of like was in a different headspace for the record. But in the end, I think that it was all for the better. I think that we were able to learn a lot from each other and learn a lot from the process. And I think that we really came out with something cool. And I think that the people who like our first record are going to like it, but it's nothing like the first record, if that makes sense.
It'll make more sense when we pick it up. So when's it hitting the stores? When can we get our own copy?
The record will be hitting the stores on June 5th, I believe, is the release date so far. I don't know if that is something that is supposed to be on or off the record right now, and furthermore, I don't know what the international release date is. But I would say early summer of this year.
Joe, you'll be coming to Australia for Soundwave 2012. What would you say to people to get them to come and see River City Extension perform live?
I'd say that I would like to talk to them. That's what I would say. I'd say I want them to come there so I can speak to them, and also so that they can react and have a chance to express themselves. You know, I think of a live show as a 50-50. It's a give and take. You kind of express this emotion, and people who come to see you express a different emotion from hearing it and from feeling what you're giving off. And it's not really about us. It's not really about the people who come to see us either. It's about this thing that we connect on. You know, this kind of thread through humanity that makes us feel like maybe we're not the only person alone who's feeling alone when we are actually alone. So I would say that anyone should come see us if they're looking for good company.
Well, Joe, I'm going to be there to keep you guys company during Soundwave. I'm going to come see you guys perform. Thank you so much for being on the show, and have fun at Soundwave.
Thank you. I appreciate it. See you there.